a life of endurance. The Apostle Paul was no doubt a man of faith. He describes himself as a man who lived before God in all good conscience in Acts 23, verse 1. As a Pharisee, a son of a Pharisee, verse 6, and as to his future, touching the hope and resurrection of the dead, he had been called in question. Paul was a devout man. He endured many things for the sake of the gospel of Christ. The Jews took counsel to kill him in Acts 9:23, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall, lowering him in a basket. Once, a man who received authority from the chief priest to round up the followers of Christ, he became a fugitive among his own people. In the city of Lystra, he was stoned by the multitude and left for dead in Acts 14:19. He traveled many miles in order to bring the gospel to a lost and dying world. As he did, he encountered a number of obstacles. In Paphos, a sorcerer opposed him. In the city of Lystra, Paul and Barnabas were regarded as gods who had come down in the likeness of men and were scarce able to restrain the multitude from doing sacrifice unto them. In the city of Philippi, Paul and Silas had their garments torn from them and were beaten with rods and had many stripes laid upon them and were cast into prison. Acts 16, 22 and 23. In Jerusalem, the Jews dragged him out of the temple, and he faced death at their hands. Acts 21, 27 through 32. Only to be rescued by Roman soldiers who bound him with two chains. He said to himself, "Of the Jews five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of rivers, perils of robbers, in perils from my countrymen, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor and travail, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, there is that which presseth upon me daily, anxiety for all the churches." 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28. When Paul preached the gospel of Christ, he told his hearers that we are to suffer afflictions, 1 Thessalonians 3, 4, and Paul was well acquainted with that fact. As we look at the life of Paul, we are brought to the realization that serving the Lord is not to be taken lightly. It requires devotion, it requires focus, and it requires persistence. These facts are well described by Paul when he said, "Know ye not that they that run the race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." And he was able to complete his course, 2 Timothy 4, 7, because he believed that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Are we prepared in our life to endure as Paul did?